The 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
A man in his 50s arrested on suspicion of murdering the missing Kenmare sheep farmer Mike Gain has been released without charge. Gardaí say their investigations are continuing. From Killarney, our Southern editor Pascal Sheehy.
The man was arrested on Sunday afternoon and was held for the maximum period of 24 hours, his detention having been extended by a Garda superintendent at the end of 6 hours of questioning and by a chief superintendent after 12 hours. Gardaí say searches are continuing at Mike Gain's farm outside Kenmare, where local Gardaí are being supported by regional and national Gardaí units and by other emergency services and members of the Defence Forces. Mike Gain's family were informed of the release of the suspect last night. Pascal Sheehy, RTE News, Killarney.
The Hamas-run medical authorities in Gaza have said that more than 40 people were killed in a wave of Israeli airstrikes across the territory overnight. Just 5 UN aid lorries entered Gaza yesterday, ending an 11-week-long Israeli blockade. But UN officials said that by yesterday evening, none of the aid had yet been picked up for distribution. It comes amid mounting international pressure on Israel to halt its military operations in Gaza and increase the flow of aid to the starving population. From New York, here's our global security reporter, Yvonne Murray.
In a statement, the UN's aid chief, Tom Fletcher, said the limited resumption of aid after an 11-week total blockade and amid a spike in the military offensive was a welcome development, but that it was a drop in the ocean of what was urgently needed. Yesterday, the leaders of the UK, France and Canada said in a joint statement that Israel's decision, announced on Sunday, to allow a basic quantity of food into Gaza was wholly inadequate and warned that they would take further concrete actions if Israel did not cease the renewed military offensive and lift its restrictions on humanitarian aid. A separate statement from 22 aid donor countries, including Ireland, demanded a full resumption of aid. Yvonne Murray, RTE News, New York.
The US President Donald Trump has again said the United States will walk away from efforts to end the war in Ukraine if there is no progress in negotiations between Russia and Ukraine. Mr. Trump was speaking at the White House after a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, which he said had gone very well. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine was ready for a full and unconditional ceasefire. Disability rights campaigner 14-year-old Cara Darmody will today begin a 50-hour protest outside Leinster House to highlight delays in children getting an assessment of needs. More than 5 hours of Dáil time has been allocated this evening to discuss the issue, and opposition parties have agreed a joint motion calling on the government to make assessments of needs available to all children within 6 months. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehan.
Opposition parties will meet with Cara Darmody this morning, and she also spoke to Children's Minister Norma Foley last Friday. Right now, there are more than 15,000 children waiting for an assessment of need, which is often a key requirement for children accessing certain services and supports. Under law, children should be provided with these assessments within 6 months, but this only happened in 7% of cases last year. Cara Darmody is calling on government to now declare this as a national emergency. Tonight, the Dáil will debate a combined opposition party motion on the issue during Sinn Féin's private members' time. It will not be opposed by government, with Minister Norma Foley saying the current waiting times are not acceptable and she is committed to reforming the system.
Farming groups will gather outside the European Commission office in Dublin this morning to protest against a proposal to amalgamate the Common Agricultural Policy into a single-funded approach to the EU budget. The Commission argues that changes would allow for a fairer distribution of funding among farmers. However, the idea has provoked concern in the agricultural sector. Here's our agriculture correspondent, Angus Cox.
The Common Agricultural Policy, or CAP, is the EU's system for supporting farmers by providing funding to ensure food production, as well as protect the environment and rural communities. Farm groups say possible changes to the scheme, which could see it dissolved into a single EU fund, could see financing for agriculture reduced over time, as it would no longer be ring-fenced. Members of the Irish Farmers Association, along with representatives from co-ops, will protest at the EU Commission offices in Dublin this morning over the issue. The demonstration will coincide with an action organised by the EU Representative Group for Farmers in Brussels, with similar protests planned in other EU countries for today.
The Irish gardener Billy Alexander has won a gold medal at this year's Chelsea Flower Show in London. Mr. Alexander was presented with the award for his exhibit of tree and ground ferns. It's the third time he's been awarded the top prize in the category, entered under his company name of Kells Bay House and Gardens, which is located around 10 kilometres northeast of Carrasaveen on the Ring of Kerry. Over 100 species of fern were featured throughout his display. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Today will start off mainly dry. During the morning, showers will develop over the southern half of the country. They'll extend over the northern half of the country this afternoon. Some heavy, with spot flooding and isolated thunderstorms possible. Highest temperatures will range from 15 to 20 degrees.